coffee hour. I'm really loud. It's Monday morning.
It's the red lights in the studio.
Holy moly.
The new lights.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Hope you're awake now.
It's Magnificent Monday.
Wow.
New lights in the studio.
Yeah, we have on-air lights in the studio, and it's bright red.
Bright
in
red.
My face.
That's right. Kind of, you know, red makes you, like,
hungry?
Aggressive. Hungry, too. Makes you aggressive. Did you know that?
Maybe that on-air light shouldn't be red, then.
You should make
it's going to be a weird coffee hour
blue,
today.
Pink, green. Speaking of red. Oh, never mind. I was going to talk about my run, but I don't really need to talk about
run
this weekend.
That is not a great segue to talk about running in red.
My face was red the whole time.
Okay. That's an okay kind of red. I thought this was going somewhere else.
Redline the
like
heart rate the whole
visits.
Time.
Oh, okay.
No
that's
hospital
acceptable.
Visits. Yeah. It was intense.
We both had weird athletic weekends, apparently.
Just ask my running partner. He'll never want to go to that place again.
Oh, dear.
The weeds were as high as we were.
Seriously?
Like, as tall as we were.
That is nuts.
And no one had blazed the trail yet.
There's a reason I ride my bike.
So, yeah, so ask poor Joe if he wants to go running on that trail with me ever again.
Maybe I will. I'll get his side of the story.
I somehow came out with more scars than he did.
Oh, dear.
But it's Monday. It's a good day. And we get to talk with
one of our friends.
Yes. Deaconess Heidi Gaiman.
Yes. And thanks to our underwriter,
Concordia
University, Wisconsin, before we fly right past them, for their support of the coffee hour. Find them at cuw.edu or on our website, kfuo.org.
Go Falcons.
And now we can talk to Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Hi, you guys.
How are you?
I'm good. I have my coffee in front of me too. So
fantastic.
You know, I felt like I needed to be very official for the coffee hour.
What coffee do you have this morning?
Oh, I have Sumatra, which is my absolute favorite. Ooh. And it's a local roast. And I'm drinking it from my mug that says live passionately. So Monday, here we come.
Wow. Look out Monday.
I understand. I learned this weekend from some friends that dark Sumatra has less acidity. So is this dark Sumatra that you're drinking?
Yeah, dark roast. Yeah. I always drink dark roast. And like the coffee roasters have a lot of opinions, right? I think you've probably discussed this on the coffee hour before. But like it's supposed to be like burnt coffee to people who really know. Whereas I feel like there is the dark roast contingency that I am part of that's like, this is, you know, has more tones and less acidity and less caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit better for you in that way. So yeah, I love it. And I love that I finally found somebody local who roasted too.
We just bought it's going to be a long day. Wow. We just bought some new dark roast over the weekend. We haven't had some in a while. I like the light roasts because I like the maximum amount of caffeine.
I have too much anxiety for that.
That's fair. So we're not here to talk about coffee, although that would be fun. That's
fun.
A different episode. We're here to talk about something that maybe our listeners have seen on social media. It's been all over social media lately, which is fantastic. You're a devotional, Altogether Beautiful, that's come out from CPH.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It is, you know, unlike some of the other I Love My Shepherd studies, which some people know that I lead online studies at ilovemyshepherd.com, and then, you know, those online studies I edit out, and then they become print studies that I publish myself through Amazon's Create Space platform. Those are, like, smaller, sometimes in some ways more manageable, I would say, like devotional readings with questions and stuff, although they contain the intensely theological, intensely practical vibe that we try to procure at I Love My Shepherd and Stay True To. However, this one, because I was able to work with Concordia Publishing House and have a lot of just teamwork, I guess, involved in creating the design and doing the video work and stuff. And it's not just me and my YouTube camera, you know, at home, my webcam on YouTube. I was able to go, I would say, like 400 times deeper and more intricate than I've been able to regularly do in a book of the Bible. And so this study has been 3 years in coming. It's been a long time in the works, and it's really cool to see it come to fruition and be the resource we wanted with a lot of language, you know, Hebrew language study and lyrics from hymns and songs and cross-references and just what you would expect, I think, from hopefully one of my resources, but then also, you know, you can pick and choose parts that you want to do and not do. There's a lot of grace involved with it. So it is pretty unique, too, in that way.
So the title, Altogether Beautiful, leads me to believe that it has something to do about with beauty, but tell us more about what this study is. You don't have to give away all of it because I know we want
no spoilers.
Right.
No spoilers. Yeah. No, it's funny because when I sat down to write about the Song of Songs, and I've done it, like I said, over the process of a few years where I would kind of delve into scripture and teach it and then return to it over and over again. And so it's just kind of fleshing it out. The Song of Songs is often kind of avoided, you know, ignored at the best, but avoided, I think, most of the time because it's a little spicy. And it also can be really intimidating. You know, it's poetic literature. It's ancient. It does have the Hebrew poetic rhythm to it. It's confusing. There's a cycle to the song. It's not, you know, cut and dried like people meet, they courtship, they get married, all that stuff. So it's really intimidating. However, God kept really pointing me to this concept of beauty in both how he sees us, absolutely, as our maker. There's a lot about creation in the Song of Songs, which is something we can easily miss. But, you know, there's just so many details about, you know, the deer that jump over the mountains and different places and spaces, mountains, villages, vineyards, all the different things that God's created. But us also and our physical features. And the song is very, very specific with physical features in a unique way from the rest of Scripture. However, then it's very relational. And I would say if someone asked me what the Song of Songs is about at the end of the day, I would say relationships as far as if I was going to go with like a broad category. You and I know that it's about God's love for us and absolutely his, you know, desperate, deep love for his bride, the church, and how he runs after her passionately. But we don't also want to rob it of its value for those individual lovers at that time and space in history, that there was a man and a woman, and I won't give away who it is, like you have to turn to the study for that. But, you know, there's just so many layers of it. I kind of think of it like an onion, like you have to peel it back, and you could go with just one layer, but God puts in that because it's written by the Holy Spirit through man's pen, layers upon layers of what that song is about. And so Song of Songs 4:7, you are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you is really the hinge, I think, in the middle of the song, which is 8 chapters. And so God kept directing me to that. And I was like, I don't want to write a Bible study on beauty. You know, I was pretty put out with God. But it became so much more. And I think that we need the message of God makes beautiful and God absolutely redeems beautiful in our culture desperately. And so I was like, all right, we're going to do what God thinks. So we wrote a Bible study on beauty, but it is about not just physical beauty, but the beauty in relationships and also the beautiful that God puts in life when it's hard and when it's hard to see beautiful in life.
Absolutely. I mentioned that this has been all over social media. A lot of people have been through this study. What has the response been like? I know there's been a lot of comments on things on Instagram and a lot of people really excited about it. What have you seen as the response to this study?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see. I really wanted to create not just like a marketing plan for Altogether Beautiful, and thankfully, my team at CPH was also just. They asked me a question. I'm like, no, I think we should do this other thing. And they really roll with the punches, and I really appreciate that. But they said, you know, what would you like to do? How would you like to kind of market? And I was like, well, I think we should have a movement. And so they were like, well, let's do that. Because, you know, again, I don't need to market scripture to you. Like, it is valuable for your life. I just need to get you to open it. Like, that's the hardest part, I think, is helping people to know that it's real and meaningful, and God is going to work anytime you open scripture, but especially in a book like the Song of Songs. I just need you to open it. Just give it a chance. And so I think having those people on social media, having those people all over the place opening the word and inviting people over to open the word or get together for coffee and open the word around something that is so deeply a part of ourselves. Like, how does God see me? Does he think my, you know, wild curly hair is a good thing? Or is it just me that it drives crazy? That sounds so superficial, right? But I think the Christian church has traditionally given very pat answers to this issue of body image and beauty, where we're like almost Gnostics, where we're like, well, as long as you have a beautiful spirit, God loves you. And the reality is, that's true. He does care more about our heart and our spirit. But guess what? He did create our physical persons, and he's going to give us back glorified bodies at the end. And so we know he cares about flesh. He cares about my cheeks. He cares about my hair. And he sees me as beautiful. And I need to decide whether I'm going to believe him and let that spirit just, you know, infiltrate my thoughts and ideas and heart with how God sees me, and how the people in my life that I love, like my husband and those who build me up, my church family, see me, or if I'm going to believe the world and the people who aren't building me up. So it's really complicated, but I think we need that social media energy and that energy within our churches to say, hey, let's study alongside each other. Let's root through these questions, because there's no easy answer to them.
Deaconess Heidi Gaiman, Altogether Beautiful from Concordia Publishing House. We'll have a link with that with today's program notes as well. Heidi, thanks so much for sharing with us about Altogether Beautiful today.
Thanks for having me. I always love to be with you guys.
Coming up in just a little bit, we get to check in. We had a chance to sit down with Joe Harwell, who's hitting the road on his bike for Lead a Child. So we'll check in with him and another friend, who's on the road right now for Lead a Child. That's the Coffee Hour.